From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Supreme Court considers what you're downloading and whether you paid for it. First, the lead, assessing the earthquake that struck yesterday in the Indian Ocean near Indonesia. There were no reports earlier of a tsunami like the one that killed perhaps 200,000 people after another quake in the region 3 months ago. But on the island of Nias, many buildings collapsed, hundreds of bodies have already been recovered, and there are fears another 1,000 or so, maybe more, are still to be found. Charles Hamm is the country director for Indonesia for the relief organization Hope Worldwide. He joins us from Gunung Sitoli, that's the capital of the island of Nias. Mr. Hamm, you say that a tsunami did strike locally on that island. When did that happen?
Yes. The earthquake took place about 11:30 last night, and 1 hour after the earthquake, tsunami hit the west coast of Nias Island in the area of Sirombu.
How big a wave was it, and what happened?
The wave was not the one that damaged or killed the most people, but it is the earthquake that struck the most, and a lot of buildings fell apart in Sirombu area. But the wave was about as big as the last waves on the west coast of Nias Island, although there was no tsunami reports in Aceh or other parts of the area.
How are people there reacting? It must be a terrible thing to have this coming just 3 months after this previous terrible incident.
People ran up to the hills. That's what happened. People who survived ran up to the hills. Well, most people who were sleeping had to be trapped in their house, and then in the morning, some people returned their houses and tried to rescue their family members. But the problem now is the hospital. There's only one small hospital in the whole island of 700,000 people that do not have the capacity to serve the people. And it's overcrowded. There's not enough doctors, not enough help. The police, the soldiers, the government people, they're all everywhere. Everybody's on their own trying to survive.
Is there an airport that's functioning?
The airport is not functioning because the roads to the airport have been damaged and two bridges were broken. So that is the main concern that we have. But there are some helicopters that came today bringing some small supplies, some relief workers, to plan, but to my knowledge, there were about 8 people have been evacuated so far by 2 helicopters to a small town in North Sumatra called Sibolga.
I would imagine the need must be much greater than that.
The need is tremendous. They need doctors, they need evacuation, they need food, they need shelter, because the whole island is shaken up. As my helicopter landed, people were lining up on the field, begging to have their family members who were hurt to be taken out to other cities.
Charles Hamm, this comes just 3 months after another earthquake that just devastated that region. How are people reacting to that? I mean, this is a terrible catastrophe to follow on an earlier one.
What we see is people are in shock. They're in panic. They do not know what to do. People are just trying to survive. I don't think they have any chance to sit down and think how they feel. They're just in a survival mode trying to survive. And the sad part of it are people are looking for their relatives, for their families. And there's no real coordination how to help those people who are still trapped in houses.
Charles Hamm is with the relief organization Hope Worldwide, speaking with us from the island of Nias, which suffered severe damage in the earthquake yesterday. Mr. Hamm, thank you.